Mr. Mayer was the managing director, and he was German. It was a German firm, of course, and he was the managing director, and he was a huge, tall man with red hair and a fierce, fierce voice, but he had a heart of gold. He was really wonderful, and then most people were frightened of him because he tended to shout when he first started talking to you. But once you got used to that and got to know him, he was gentle as a lamb. He was a lovely man.
Oh, lovely.
And I got to know him because the war came and he was arrested as a German.
Mm.
And they were offered the chance to go back to Germany.
Oh, right.
And he did not go.
Oh.
And I think maybe, I mean, I don't know at all, but I wondered if he had Jewish connections and therefore it wouldn't have been safe for him to go back.
Possibly.
And so he stayed in England, he was arrested, and he spent his life on the Isle of Man.
The whole of the war?
Yes, so far as I know.
And
I wrote to him a few times in the beginning, and I suppose I got busy with other things, and it dropped off in the end, or I didn't hear or something. And so I imagined he'd gone back off to the war to Germany. I don't know what happened.
But never saw him again.
He had a wife, and he lived in Russellcroft Road, I remember. And his wife was a gentle little creature who didn't have anything to do with Beiersdorf. She came occasionally at, I don't know what occasions, but I can remember seeing her. But I knew who she was anyway. And I often wondered what happened to her. But I didn't know her.
No.
And because she was so unapproachable, because she was so incredibly shy, I didn't like to force myself on her. And when I look back, I often wish that I had made the effort, because she might have needed a friend.
Yes, yes, if she was here on her own.
But I was young and inexperienced and not very brave, I think.
But that was lovely. He sounded a lovely gentleman. Do you remember any of the other people that worked?
I'm sure that there was somebody who was in charge of the factory called Mr. Moore. Oh, and I know who... There was another German called Mr. Dobbelstein.
Right, yes.
I could spell him for you.
All right, let's do.
D-A-B-E-L-S-T-E-I-N. I don't know what Dobbel means, but Stein is a stone. So it might be Johnston or something like that. But
what sort of job did he do?
He was the international. He
sales, was he?
Yes, yes, sales, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I think I can remember where he lived.
Oh.
Mr. Dobbelstein, I think he lived at the end of Russellcroft Road. But I didn't know him very well. He was a bit... Well, I didn't have anything to do with him.
No, which area did you work in?
The area I had to do, I was in the buying department with Mr. Wardlaw, and he was a Scot, and he was a rather fierce, speaking, straightforward.
Right.
He shouted, he did.
Right.
But he didn't frighten me at all. I got on all right with him. And his assistant was called Miss Ritchie, and I was her assistant.
Yes.
And I, in fact, had a flat with Miss Ritchie for a long time. And she was the niece of a Mr. Ritchie who had charge of one of the factories. She was Scottish.
Right. Was that a factory here in Welwyn Garden City?
In Welwyn Garden City, yes. And she was lovely, a lovely person.
Did you always work in the buying department, or had you worked somewhere before within Beiersdorf before you
No, I think I went into the buyers department and I was with them. Yes, I think I was put in the advertising department afterwards, because there was a Mr. Morgan. We didn't have cream in those days. We hadn't gone into the other things. Oh, I suppose they did in the factory, but then I didn't have anything to do with it. I had nothing at all to do with the factory.
Was it on the same site as the offices, or was
yes,
it somewhere?
Yes, it was on the same site. And there was a huge room which was the factory, and they all went in the factory entrance. But we privileged people in the office went in the front door.
Yeah, so you think they were just making cream in those days. Were they making the elastoplasts as well?
I don't think so. I can only remember Nivea cream. I could remember some of the slogans we used to say. It was water-based, and it penetrated, this is the phrase I can always remember, it penetrated to the subcutaneous tissues of the skin. And I had to write hundreds of letters to every doctor in the country. I had a medical directory, and I had to write to every doctor in the country, giving them, you know, the reasons why they should recommend Nivea cream, and sending them a sample. I didn't send the sample, that went from the factory, right. But my letter went to the factory to marry up with it.
Oh, goodness
and
me.
I think that they were trying to get it introduced into England, Nivea cream, you
right.
see.
Yes.
And so that they started circularising all the medical profession, and it was the medical profession that they were writing to.
Yes, it was their marketing strategy then, wasn't it?
So I don't remember any of these. These would all be later. I can remember the tins, of course. Oh, we were given... every month we were given 2 tins of Nivea cream.
Gosh.
Free.
Really?
I don't know if all the factory were, but certainly in the offices we were. Every Friday afternoon, somebody from the factory would come round and give us our dollop of 2 bye-bye typewriters. She would put 2 things of Nivea cream and
So you used Nivea?
I used it because it was free. And, you see, I've got lovely skin for my age, haven't
you
I?
Have.
Do you know how old I am?
No, I wouldn't want to guess.
Well, it's over 90, over 90.
No.
My daughter says, Mummy, in a year or two you'll get a telegram from the Queen.
Oh, goodness me, and that's on Nivea. I mean, your skin is beautiful.
Well, it may be a bit of natural. I mean, I was brought up in the country and lived on a farm and had a very healthy cycle trim after school and had a very healthy out-of-door childhood.
Yes. But, I mean, you haven't got the wrinkles that some of us a lot younger have got.
No. So I've never used makeup. I've only ever used Nivea cream. That would be an advertisement.
You would make a very good advertisement for Nivea cream, because it's 100 years old now. I was looking on the internet.
Is it?
Yes, 100 years of Nivea. Do you know when Beiersdorf came to Welwyn Gardens?
Well, I think that they came about then. I didn't think they came before then. Unless there was another firm, you know, another part of the firm somewhere else.
So they came then sort of during just before the war?
Just before the war. I just can't sort of remember how it was that I came to be there. Yes, I did a secretarial training at Miss Jones' secretarial school.
Was that local?
It was in Parkway, next door to the Sheridans, because Dinah Sheridan used to come to with me. She was one of about the same age as me, and she was my one of the students who came.
Oh, so that would have been pre-war. That would have been pre-1939.